From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Sky City, what do we make of it?
Yeah, we're working our way through local results now. So we've got that, it's both here in Australia, and it's all going to be against this backdrop of the coronavirus, isn't it? It's going to be sort of omnipresent in all the analysis, even though we don't actually know what we don't know with regards to the virus in terms of extent and duration and all of that sort of stuff and the impact. But Sky City Entertainment Group, and it came up obviously in this conversation yesterday, it's been a challenging year for Sky City, challenging results to look at as well, actually, Mike, because you've got to normalise the headline result. They made $328 million. Which on the face of it is several times more than they made last year, but lots of one-off factors in the headline results. So you've got to try and strip all of those out to compare it against the underlying business last year. So there's an insurance number in there. They sold sale of the Darwin business, sale of the Auckland concession car park. The convention centre was shut for a little while. They've got new attractions going in there, the Weta workshop, All Black experience, and part of that project, the convention centre was actually shut. You strip all of that out, you get a number of $75 million versus $89 million last year. So that fell. So on the face, that doesn't look that positive. But then you look for guidance for the full year. Last year, they were just over $300 million. Guidance for this is in terms of earnings. Guidance for this year, just under $300 million. So actually, not that much different. There is the wild card of the coronavirus. The thing you got to understand is actually the bulk of their business is domestically based. So they do have quite a strong buffer. Yes, the international business is important. Yes, visitors are important. But the bulk of the money is coming from domestic business. So it looks like they can withstand the impact of the virus. Share price up 8 cents. But you've got to remember, Sky City, also the share price fell a lot in January when people were worried about coronavirus. So it bounced back a little bit, 8 cents yesterday.
Okay. What about Synlait, though? Because they've had a hell of a week. Yeah. And that's not necessarily related to the virus, is it?
No, this is their share price. Fair to say, Mike, the share price of Synlait did not go up yesterday. It closed at $6.80, which was down $1.49, so an 18% fall on the day. So shareholders nursing their wounds last night. What's going on? Well, they announced yesterday that they're not going to achieve previously advised earnings growth, and it isn't at this stage a coronavirus issue. It's an issue of lower infant milk formula sales in China. Now, the Chinese market that they sell into there has been through some pretty significant regulatory changes. What's happened is that the Chinese regulators basically said they've tried to consolidate the number of brands. You've got to get registration. Some of their customers have not achieved that registration. That's impacted on their sales. They have produced infant milk formula from A2 Milk. A2 probably a little bit worried about a contagion effect here yesterday, so they put out a statement saying their business performance remains strong. They gave guidance yesterday, 70 to 85 million. Last year, profit increased 10% to 82 million. We were expecting that rate of growth to continue. Clearly, they're not going to get that. So disappointment raining down on the share price yesterday. Coronavirus is a risk, but it might be positive as well for the sales of this type of goods.
Exactly.
Because the Chinese actually want stuff that they know is from here.
Couldn't agree more. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones down 31 points at the stage, 29,517. The S&P 500, Tesla announced selling a few more shares, actually, taking advantage of that high price. Yeah, anyway, they did say they didn't need to raise money.
You can have mine.
3,378 on the S&P 500, and the Nasdaq 9,732, up 6. Just looking at the European markets, FTSE 100, 7452, down 82, 1.09%. The Nikkei, 23827, down 33, just down small. And the Shanghai Composite, down 21 points, 0.7%, closing at 2906. In Australasia, the ASX 200, down, up 15, 7103. The NZX 50 lost 17 points, 0.15% fall, closing at 11,880. On the currencies, New Zealand dollar coming back a little bit, 0.6443 against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.9575 Aussie, 0.5938 Euro, 0.4936 pounds, 70.75 against the Japanese yen. Brent crude, $56.21, and we've got gold at $1,576.48.
Yeah, great week, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.